It is no doubt understandable that some will celebrate this exercise, while my party and others will in most parts condemn it. But I prefer to bring to our attention the lives that were lost in this orgy of violence that was occasionally interrupted by voting. Door-to-door campaigning became door-to-door shooting, and everything from dynamite to beheadings became the order of the day. The number of bullets expended exceeded the number of voters. If we seek to govern in peace, we really must sanitize and demilitarize our political process. This message applies to both parties and to INEC. As I said after the presidential elections, what goes around comes around. The person beheaded in my community was a well-known member of the PDP. The very deep anti-Amechi sentiment within and outside the creeks, backed by guns and an equally well-armed pro-Amechi lobby, was always a recipe for chaos. Buguma, the headquarters of my dear Calabar Kingdom, was a sitting duck. The Labour Party and the good people of the land, innocent bystanders. Was this war really necessary? No, but it was inevitable. The signs were there.